From Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee, this is the nation's number one show for the family caregiver. I am Peter Rosenberger, bringing you three decades of experience to help you stay strong and healthy as you take care of someone who's not. There are 65 million Americans right now serving as a family caregiver. The numbers are going to grow. How do you help those who help those? What does it look like to help that person who's pushing the wheelchair, who is standing in the hospital room corners, back and forth to doctors, who's up late at night taking care of things, trying to hold down a job and do all these things? How do you help that person? That's what this show is all about, and we are so glad you're with us. If you want to be on the show, 877-655-6755, 877-655-6755. Now, that's our new number, because we're now on Salem Satellite. We're going out coast to coast. And so when you call, you'll hear a different person answering the phone than what you're used to, but you will eventually get to the guy whose voice you've come to know and love and trust. He is the Earl of Engineering, the Sultan of Sound, the Baron of the Board, the man who doesn't set his clocks ahead. He sets his calendar ahead. He is the Count of Mighty Disco, John Butler, everyone.
Trust? The voice you've come to trust? Well, Let's not say nasty things about our listening audience
That's our new number.
It is.
877-655-6755. And we are now, because of our new satellite, you hear all these signals going out there.
I was going to use the word empire.
Empire. Caregiver Broadcasting Network. We are literally now coast to coast, Seattle to Charlotte, and we have a new affiliate that has joined us today, John. Today, right now, KXBR 91.9, The Bridge in International Falls, Minnesota.
International Falls.
Right there at the border of Minnesota and Canada. So that means we are broadcasting internationally.
Oh, fantastic.
Do you not have some kind of drum roll, crowd applause, something, John?
No, I didn't.
Thank you very much, John.
I didn't plan for this. But so we're time shifted in Seattle, is that correct?
No. Oh, yes. In Seattle, yes. In International Falls, not.
Okay.
Seattle will have us on it. They have us on in the evening time.
Well, hello, evening, Seattle.
Hello, evening,
Seattle. I'm listening.
You've wanted to do that for so long. But no, we're
not. In International Falls, they're the ones that routinely have the coldest temperatures in the United States. Is that correct?
I think it gets a little chilly up there.
Yeah,
yes.
A little bit.
I was talking to the station manager up there, Tim. Tim, thanks for bringing us on to your station. And I said, now, isn't the state bird of Minnesota the mosquito? And he said, yeah, that would be it.
That would be the mosquito. Don't. Let's be family now.
He said, there are a lot of mosquitoes there in the summertime. It gets a little bit gnarly. But we are thrilled to have them.
Absolutely.
A part of the show. And they're right there at the border. So I think the show is bleeding over. I don't know about that wall between America and Canada, but I think we're able to climb over it with the broadcast.
The beauty of the electromagnetic spectrum is wondrous and a mystery.
We also have a very special guest in the studio today.
I saw somebody come in.
My friend Denny Brownlee is here.
Yeah, and who's the special guest?
Well, we are thrilled to have you here, and I wanted to have you and I have been friends for a while,
right?
Mm-hmm. And you're a comedian. Which automatically puts you in the club here.
And you're a prophet, I assume.
Okay. And a prophet.
Okay. PROFIT?
No, it's a non-for-profit. But it's – and then also you do voice acting.
Mm-hmm. Voice acting, you know, on camera, off camera.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. And then you're a caregiver.
And apparently I am a caregiver. I didn't realize that until my wife got a bad back and suddenly, bada boom, bada bing, here we are.
And so that you are in the club – three times over.
Really?
Yes.
You know somebody I don't know? Or
caregiver, comedian, and voiceover.
Oh.
We like all of those. So, and we're thrilled to have you with us. So welcome to the show.
Thank you.
This show, for those of you just now joining in Minnesota, for example, I want to just take a few moments to talk to you guys. We're broadcasting across the Truth Network as well. We've got folks in Salt Lake and to Charlotte and Richmond and Des Moines and so forth. This show was birthed out of this desire
to reach the family caregiver, those people that are struggling to deal with somebody who's impaired, whether it's through a physical disability, an emotional disability, mental disability, chronic illness, or age-related. And I saw this in my own journey. As for 32 years, I've been taking care of my wife, and she had a horrible accident back in 1983. Her 80th surgery was in January. 80th.
80th.
And she gave up both of her legs in the 90s, and it's been quite a journey for her.
Mm-hmm.
And along the way, let's see, I think we've had getting close to now 100 doctors. It just keeps growing. I can't keep track of it. It's just enormous amount of physicians involved, 12 different hospitals, 7 different insurance companies, well over $10 million. The stress on this is brutal. Mm-hmm. And so how do you keep calm in it? How do you keep joy in it? How do you navigate something like this? And I started looking at all the things that I've learned through the way, most of it the hard way.
Right.
I am the crash test dummy of caregivers. and when I wrote my book, for example, I wrote it to the 22-year-old version of myself who fell in love with a beautiful woman who had a broken body.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she'd only had 20 surgeries by the time I met her.
Wow.
The other 60 came under my watch, and both amputations came under that. And so we've wrestled through a lot of brutal realities, but we're still here.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still having a meaningful, productive life.
I was just going to say, I know your wife well enough to know that lady in less than a whole body certainly has a whole life.
Oh, yeah. And she learned a long time ago that legs don't, you know, body, I'm more than the sum of my parts.
Exactly.
And
she lives it.
And she does. Mm-hmm. And so how can we as caregivers also tap into that same joy that sustains her in this? And it's there. It's sometimes a little tricky to find that path, but that's what this show is all about. And we have a lot of fun, and we're kind of goofy. Now, speaking of goofy, John, this really happened. This really happened. This happened on Friday.
You.
Speaking of my wife, I've got to tell you this. I'm going to squeeze this in, and then we'll get to all of our stuff here because we got a big show today. And if you want to be on the show, our new number is 877-655-6755. Now, that's our new number.
I'm going to figure out what that spells over the course of the week. You know,
I don't
know.
It's just John Butler.
Yeah.
So on Friday afternoon, now you all are familiar with this device called Alexa.
I am.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alexa, for those who don't know, is this Android.
It's from Amazon. It is a smart speaker.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's a smart speaker. Okay. So it's a fancy gadget.
Mm-hmm.
We've had one for some time. Because it's very helpful because we can, like, program to turn on the lights. And when Gracie doesn't have to get in her wheelchair to go turn on a light, she could say, Alexa, turn on the lights. Alexa, do this. And so forth. She can order stuff, play music, set her calendar, all those kinds of things. But now my wife has this running argument with Alexa. Because if you don't say it just right to Alexa, it can get a little ugly in there. And,
uh-huh.
and she starts – I mean, there's literally arguments. I mean, like, I'm going to trade you in for Google kind of arguments.
Oh, wow.
I mean, she gets a little bit animated on
this. That's cutting close to the quick there, buddy.
It gets worse.
No,
it gets worse. It gets worse. So, Friday afternoon, after a long day of trying to program Alexa, Gracie's sitting in her wheelchair, and I go into her bedroom, and a friend of ours is there who helps take care of her. She works for Whole Care, one of the companies that sponsor this show, and they'll back me up on this. Gracie was exasperated. I mean, smoke coming out of her ears. And she said, I've had it with you-know-who, because if you say her name, then she'll turn on.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and she's the speaker that must not be named.
Yeah,
right.
The speaker she who must not be named. So if you turn it on, if you say her name, she turns on and evidently records conversations, too, because oh, Lord, we're going to get in a lot of trouble. But she's sitting there and just fuming. She said, I've had it with you-know-who. This has just been – I have spent all day trying to program. And I stopped and I looked over at Alexa and I said, Alexa, how are you doing? And
I'm done.
Alexa said – if I'm lying, I'm dying. Alexa actually said this. To be honest, it's been a pretty rough day.
A little smarter than you want.
And I thought, Gracie has broken the internet.
No.
I mean, she broke Amazon.
Oh.
I mean, I thought, that is my wife right there. Alexa said, to be honest, it's been a pretty rough day.
At least she didn't say because of you know who. You know, she didn't go that far. You know, not naming any names.
She wouldn't say Gracie's name because it'll turn Gracie back on. So that's anyway. You got to keep a sense of humor about life and these things, and that brings us to, because I'm trying to race through these things. We got a lot to cover today, and I'm going to squeeze this in. Excuse me, I got all choked up on that. That brings you to our caregiver tip of the day. Our caregiver tip of the day brought to you.
Every time you say it, buddy.
Brought to you by AARP of Tennessee. They have just been such a great group of folks to work with. In fact, they sponsored the whole thing with when Jeff Foxworth and I did the You Might Be a Caregiver If. And they have so many resources for caregivers. AARP.org/TN. And the caregiver tip of the day is keep a sense of humor. Keep a sense of humor. Life is hard enough. Being a caregiver is hard enough. There are brutal things that we have to deal with in our lives, and there's no need for us to go around looking glum. And if we could have fun with even something as goofy as Alexa, then, you know, and like Jeff and I did the whole bit of You Might Be a Caregiver If, you know, like if while at the grocery store, you're the one asking for a price check on suppositories, you're probably a caregiver, you know.
Making a scene.
That's the whole thing, is you've got to keep a sense of humor. And I know it's hard at times. And there's a time to laugh. There's a time not to laugh.
Right.
And more often than not, though, you will find that you can lighten up on these things, particularly when you've done it for as long as we have. You see that, okay, we're going to survive this.
Right. It's your new normal.
It is. And how miserable do you want to be? And I found you're as happy or as miserable as you choose to be.
That is a great point.
You know? Mm-hmm. So that is our caregiver tip of the day, brought to you by AARP of Tennessee. Thank you all. Let's say, are we having fun yet?
Oh, yeah.
I love doing this show. We'll be right back. We got to go to break. Don't go away. There's more to come. This is the nation's number one show for the family caregiver, Hope for the Caregiver. I'm Peter Rosenberger. We'll be right back.
Have you ever struggled to trust God when lousy things happen to you? I have. I'm Gracie Rosenberger, and in 1983, I experienced a horrific car accident leading to 80 surgeries and both legs amputated. I questioned why God allowed something so brutal to happen to me, but over time, my questions changed, and I discovered courage to trust God. That understanding, along with an appreciation for quality prosthetic limbs, led me to establish Standing with Hope. For more than a dozen years, we've been working with the government of Ghana and West Africa, equipping and training local workers to build and maintain quality prosthetic limbs for their own people. On a regular basis, we purchase and ship equipment and supplies. And with the help of inmates in a Tennessee prison, we also recycle parts from donated limbs. All of this is to point others to Christ, the source of my hope and strength. Please visit standingwithhope.com to learn more and participate in lifting others up. That's standingwithhope.com. I'm Gracie, and I am Standing with Hope.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-25-SHARE. That's 855-25-SHARE.
Welcome back to the show for caregivers, about caregivers, hosted by a caregiver. This is Peter Rosenberger, and I'm glad you're with us, the nation's number one show for the family caregiver. Why do we need one? Because 65 million people need to know that they can have laughter in the rain. And John, thank you for that count of Mighty Disco.
I got to credit you, man. I never heard that song before today.
What?
Well, you know, John's not quite as old as us.
He's a puppy, isn't he?
Yeah, bless his heart. Bless his heart. Hey, we are we're thrilled. Our new number, if you want to be on the show, 877. Gracie says I have to give this out slow. 877-655-6755. Was that slow enough, John?
I think you better give that a second go.
877-655-6755. And
if it takes three breaths, you know you've gone slow.
And that
enough.
Gasping you hear in the studio is also my friend Denny Brownlee, comedian and caregiver. And we are here to help as many folks as possible have laughter in the midst of these things. And you can. You really can. And that's what the show is all about, is helping you navigate through this so that you can live a calmer, healthier, and dare I say it, an even more joyful life while serving as a caregiver. The show is called Hope for the Caregiver. The book is called Hope for the Caregiver. The Facebook page is called Hope for the Caregiver. The YouTube channel is called Hope for the Caregiver. Everything we're doing is Hope for the Caregiver, and we're glad you're with
us. Like a dog with a bone with that
like
one,
a dog.
You?
I got a one-trick pony here. All right, we have our regular feature of our today's senior moment. Now, we don't have a theme for that, do we, John?
No, I forgot it.
Today's senior moment.
Uh-oh. Don't get personal here.
Brought to you by Morning Point Senior Living and Memory Care Centers, morningpoint.com, and that's point with an E, morningpoint.com. One of the issues that a lot of seniors are dealing with as they're aging, and the family members get a little bit frustrated on this, is repetitive talking. Now, some of us deal with that long before we get to that stage, but repetitive talking, family members that are taking care of loved ones with dementia or Alzheimer's can experience repetitive talking. It's important for caregivers to take this in strides, partner with a sense of humor, again, that's our theme today, to prevent it from driving them over the edge, because it will do that. I mean, when you have somebody just keep saying the same thing, I've got a close family friend who it just constantly goes back to how old he is, telling you how old he is, arguing with you about stuff, and just saying over and over and over and over again.
Wait, are we talking about seniors or radio show hosts?
Well, both. Watch it. Now we're getting
now I know why you have a wall between you.
There are two very thick panes of glass.
One of us is a second degree black belt.
Fair.
So I've seen this happen. And so the folks at Morning Point gave me a couple tips on what to do with that.
Okay.
Because those of you listening right now, and you're thinking, oh my goodness, I have a family member just like that who just repeats themselves over and over and over and over.
Mm-hmm.
Here's some tips.
Okay.
John, don't make fun of me because I have notes.
No. I actually applaud your note taking. Anything I say is only to encourage you further.
Well, and you just want to be a blessing to me, don't you? Try answering a few of the repetitive questions a different way. That's one of the things. So when they're saying just over and over, all right, don't go Knock'em Sock'em Robot. What is that? Rock'em Sock'em
Robots? Rock'em Sock'em Robots, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't do that and just try to just stand in front of them and trade blows with them.
Right.
Just go at it a different way. Now, I learned that in martial arts, because when somebody's throwing a punch at you, you don't want to be where the punch is thrown. I mean,
makes
I think Mr. Miyagi said that.
Okay.
Best defense, not where punches, not where fist lands. You know, I think Mr. Miyagi said
you want to go where the puck is going to be.
For those of you hockey players.
There you go.
So you don't want to just let it come at you full frontal every time and then just stand up to it. And I learned this being married to a woman who has two prosthetic limbs, two prosthetic legs. I learned that you don't go toe-to-toe with a woman who ain't got any.
What is this show today?
I learned that a long time ago with my wife. You do not, and I tell her this all the time. You don't go toe-to-toe with a woman who ain't got any. It just doesn't work. And the same thing, when you're dealing with somebody who is being repetitive on what they're saying, don't try to combat strength for strength. We learned that in martial arts. Do not go strength to strength, because it's not fair to either one of you. Somebody's going to get hurt.
Right.
So you just turn a little bit to the side. And so what they're saying in this tip here is try answering a few of the repetitive questions a different way. Another one is set up a new game.
Set up a new game.
Just distract them with a new game. Hey, let's talk about this. Whatever. Just distract them with something else and move on to something else, because they can get into a loop.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And yeah. I have that issue with a certain family member.
Mm-hmm. John's going to tell any moment now. I'm just expecting. Go ahead, John. Just say it. Just
no,
say
I'm good. You guys are digging this hole really well on your own.
We don't need your help, do we?
But they can get into a loop, and if you just keep trying to stay in the loop, you're never going to get out. Right. So set up a new game. Just take them out of the loop. And do that. And then the third tip is just to try a new activity, not just a conversation, a whole new activity. Here, would you hold this for me while I do this, such and such? You know, all of a sudden you've totally distracted them. And remember, we've had our caregiver consultant from Canada, Tracy Maxwell, called in. And she'll say these kinds of things that when you divert attention because they have – she calls it – what does she call it? Scuba? Like they're wearing a scuba mask. So all they can see is what's
blinders
in front of them.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So you get in front of them and you turn a little bit and divert their attention.
Mm-hmm.
So that's some great tips for our Today's Senior Moment brought to you by MorningPoint.com. And that is so cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, there's more to come on Hope for the Caregiver, the nation's number one show for the family caregiver. We're hoping you're having a great time. We are, and we're thrilled you're with us. 877-655-6755. We'll be right back.
Have you ever struggled to trust God when lousy things happen to you? I have. I'm Gracie Rosenberger, and in 1983, I experienced a horrific car accident leading to 80 surgeries and both legs amputated. I questioned why God allowed something so brutal to happen to me, but over time, my questions changed, and I discovered courage to trust God. That understanding, along with an appreciation for quality prosthetic limbs, led me to establish Standing with Hope. For more than a dozen years, we've been working with the government of Ghana and West Africa, equipping and training local workers to build and maintain quality prosthetic limbs for their own people. On a regular basis, we purchase and ship equipment and supplies. And with the help of inmates in a Tennessee prison, we also recycle parts from donated limbs. All of this is to point others to Christ, the source of my hope and strength. Please visit standingwithhope.com to learn more and participate in lifting others up. That's standingwithhope.com. I'm Gracie, and I am Standing with Hope.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-25-SHARE. That's 855-25-SHARE.
And just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling.
Hey, little BJ Thomas there. Thank you very much for that count of Mighty Disco.
I know you love BJ.
I do love BJ. Yeah. I really do. And what movie is that from?
Like 20.
No.
There's like 20 movies
Butch,
that's in.
Specifically.
No, the original was Butch Cassidy and the Sundance
Yes,
Kid.
Yes, it was.
I know they did it in Spider-Man, and that's probably where you saw it.
No, I saw it in Butch Cassidy.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
I'm not. You say I'm a puppy. I mean, come on.
Well,
I'm a puppy with taste.
Yes, you are, but Starkist doesn't want puppies with taste. Hey, this is Peter Rosenberger. Welcome back to the show for Caregivers About Caregivers, hosted by a caregiver, and we are so thrilled you're here. This is Hope for the Caregiver, the unswerving conviction that we as family caregivers, those of us who push the wheelchair, those of us who go to the doctor's office repeatedly, those of us who are staying up late at night in the hospital rooms or doing laundry at home or whatever, mopping, trying to hold down a job, that we can live a calmer, healthier, and even more joyful life. And we're serious about it. We're glad you're with us. 877-655-6755 if you want to be on the show. 855. That's our new number, so sorry if I trip all over this. 877-655-6755, and we're glad you're with us. Hey, I've got in the studio with me my friend Denny Brownlee.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
And Denny is a comedian. You do sketch comedy, too.
Yeah, that's primarily what I do. I don't stand up I don't do the stand-up comedy thing because, for one, it's a lot of work to stand that long.
It's a lot of work.
But I do a lot of sketch comedy. I've done a lot of stuff on stage and radio and things like that. Yeah.
Well, now, have you ever done stand-up?
I've done some emceeing, which sometimes involves a little stand-up, and then you move on to somebody more important than you.
Do you like doing it?
I've never done enough of the stand-up to say, hey, this is what I want to do, but I've been told I should do some more of that, you know, take it on the road, you know, a busy one.
I've done enough of it that mm-hmm. I really do enjoy it.
Do you?
But it's a weird thing. I mean, you ever done that?
No, I love public speaking. I love being in front of a crowd. I am terrified of stand-up comedy specifically. It is just frightening.
Well, it is mano-a-mano, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, it is. You're on your own. You're a lone wolf. It's all you.
Yeah, I'm all for emceeing. I've officiated weddings. I've done all manner of mess. And no stand-up comedy for me. I will bow out.
I enjoy it. But the key I've learned is that you don't go out there with an act. You go out there with a part of who you are that – and you just share it. But how does that translate to your sketch comedy?
It's the same thing. And comedy is always the same thing as you're taking normal and you're taking it over the edge in some way. You know, so you take for example, my wife and I wrote a sketch years ago called The Acme Verbal Repairman. And the sketch was these husband and wife bickering like usual. Okay, so they actually had to call a repairman to come over. And he comes over and takes them through a bunch of tests and spits out all this gobbledygook about here's what's going on in your life. In other words, you do all the talking, he does all the not listening, you know, that kind of thing. But it was taking that sketch over the, don't you wish we had a repairman that could come in and fix our little squabbles? Well, that's kind of what the premise was. So it's over the top.
Well, I love it. I mean, I just truly, by the way, Cindy Bearlin. Bearlin, is that, did I say it
Bearline.
Right?
Bearline.
She says hello to you.
Oh, hi, Cindy.
We also do the show on Facebook Live as well.
Mm-hmm.
And
classmate of mine from high school.
Well, we're welcome to the show, Cindy. You know, I had you on here, Denny, because you have a great sense of humor, but you also have the journey of a caregiver. You're dealing with some things with your wife now, Sandy, who has some chronic pain issues that are pretty significant enough that it requires some bigger steps.
Exactly. And we're hoping this is like a temporary thing. You know, I look at the situation you're in 30-some-odd years now, and I'm like, okay, that's not where I'm at. I'm hoping this is a temporary situation, but she's got back issues, and she had surgery 20 years ago that has now caused her to need more. It's messed up her back in a way that it's just kind of crushing this one nerve, and it's giving her all kinds of pain in her leg and her back and so on. And so it's those little day-to-day things like, you sit, I'll take care of it. And you don't think too much about those because you're going, one of these days she's going to be better, and she is scheduled for surgery in a couple of months, and hopefully that's going to take care of it. But those little things that you take for granted. Well, don't, you know, she'll make my breakfast. How about I make my own breakfast this time? How about I let her sit for a moment? How about you get her a pain medicine or something like that that's going to calm things down for her? How about you make a joke? How about you do something that's going to make her life a little easier in that moment? And maybe, you know, later on in the day, she does better. So it's kind of a temporary thing.
Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
I will see how this runs by you. They say that when you have chronic pain and somebody has chronic pain, that it's the third entity in a relationship.
Okay. All right. What are the first two, he asked?
Well,
hey.
So if you have a relationship, you're in a relationship with somebody, chronic pain is its own entity in that relationship.
I see.
And how does that register with you?
Well, how it registers, I have my own chronic pain today. Yesterday, I got my back went out on me, and I didn't even know it was seeing anyone. But my back started hurting. It's almost like sympathy pain, and all of a sudden, I'm like, I don't want to move. This is controlling my thoughts. In other words, there's this pain, and then there's everything else. So I get what you're saying. Like, it becomes another entity in and of itself. So that gave me the insight of, you know what, she's been feeling that day after day after day, and so that gives you a whole new light on, okay, I ought to be probably doing more than I am doing for her. I ought to be looking for signs that says, you know what, she really wants to sit, or she really wants me to take care of that, the laundry, things like that. So I guess it's be that awareness, and having your own back pain will make you go, oh, this is how she feels all the time? Maybe I better step it up.
Well, what do you do for yourself to decompress?
Jigsaw puzzles is one of my
really.
Actually, I do.
I love jigsaw puzzles.
Yeah, well, they have them online, and that's not good.
No. I don't like to do them online.
Yeah, well, I've gotten worse because it's so much quicker. You can do like 3 puzzles in a half an hour, which is not a good thing to get into.
John, wait a minute. I've rarely seen the look that is on the Count of Monte Disco's face.
I'm incredulous. I am a citizen of the internet. Online jigsaw puzzles.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's
you didn't
it.
Know?
No, I had no idea.
Uh-oh. We've lost him. If he gets his glazed over look, that's where he's
and
at.
And I've never seen him with the glazed over look.
No, I'm opening another window right now.
he's working jigsaw. But yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Well, but I think that's important because when you live with someone in pain, mm-hmm. and I've done this now for so long, you realize how if you take a moment, you can realize how much this shapes how you function. I was just mm-hmm. listening to what you're saying. Mm-hmm. You know, I think I need to do more. I think I need to do more. Mm-hmm. I need to do more. And that becomes the way of life for a caregiver. I need to do more.
Hmm.
And it's true. We do because we have somebody now who is impaired that they just can't do it. And it's unfair. I remember Gracie used to want – Gracie's a wonderful cook. Mm-hmm. And I when I first married her, I mean, I couldn't boil water. You know, it was.
Can you
burned
now?
It every time. Didn't you?
I mean, it was just a god awful mess. Mm-hmm. The fire department had to be called. I mean, it was just, you know, they got tired of coming out. But I came to an understanding where I realized she has X amount of resources, a very finite set of resources.
Okay, right.
And for me to somehow expect her to put herself in that kind of pain just to make me a meal,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to learn how to cook.
Right.
I'm going to learn how to do laundry. Now she'll supervise. The activities. I mean,
that would get old for me.
She supervises all the activities. You didn't do that right. But no, but I realized, okay, I'm going to change the way I look at life and do these mm-hmm. things. But I still have to be able to take a break for me, and I have to be able to decompress for myself. And it's important to have those outlets. If jigsaw puzzles it, that's great because I love jigsaw puzzles. And I think Churchill used to paint to let his mind rest from all the other stuff that he was doing. He said that. I was mm-hmm. reading his biography. Does that kind of do that? Can you just kind of put your mind in autopilot and work a jigsaw puzzle?
Yeah, I think that's exactly it. It's just kind of zoning out for a little bit. Whatever your zone out is, I get up a lot earlier than she does too. So a lot of times I'll have that hour to myself in the morning to pray, to go for a walk and get some exercise, whatever that case may be. But it's my time I don't have to worry about because I know she's still
sleeping. How important is that time to you?
I keep doing it, whether I set the alarm or not. I keep getting up, yeah.
It must be very important.
It's very important, certainly.
And it helps synergy. Now, what about your comedy? Has that changed? seeing her issues, have you felt that sometimes it's too irreverent to be funny?
Never. And the good thing about my wife is she's as goofy as I am. She's as messed up as I am when
she
it comes
knew
to,
what she was getting into. She,
when my sister met her for the first time and we jabbed around for about 10 minutes, she went downstairs to where my mom was and said, "He found her." So if that tells you so she has got a great sense of humor. And when she's not responding to humor, when she's not responding to the usual goof around, she's hurting. And that's kind of my signal because she's one of those introverted, I'll close off kind of people rather than complain. So I have to look for the signals like, you're not engaging in the fun. You must be hurting. And so it changes as to, okay, maybe not right now. Maybe we just go do something else for a while and cut the comedy.
You know, there is a time when you just hold them and let them cry.
Mm-hmm.
I worked too hard to make Gracie laugh, and it didn't work. I was forcing the issue.
Mm-hmm.
But then as you kind of settle into this groove, you realize that there's these organic moments that come that are just truly hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when she has this explosion of laughter. And Gracie laughs like a drunk Viking. I mean, she really does.
I heard her today on our phone call earlier, yeah.
It's like nothing you've ever heard. I mean, she just belly laughs.
Right.
And her whole face just crinkles up. And I thought, you know, if you could make a woman laugh who's in that kind of pain,
mm-hmm.
but you can't force it. It's got to just come. And I think the only way that comes, Denny, is that when you have made peace with this in yourself and you realize, and you know what, I'm going to trust God with this. I'm not going to fight this. I'm going to just be who I am in it.
Mm-hmm.
Instead Has that worked with you?
Yeah. Instead of forcing it, when it comes organically, like you say, enjoy it. Don't blow it off. Have some fun with it. Milk it a little bit if you need to without getting forced again. But let it happen, and it's such good therapy for both of you.
You know, one time Johnny Erickson Tata came to visit us
mm-hmm.
after Gracie had a surgery. And my humor had developed to a point where I could just see moments like this and let it come out. But, you still kind of wonder, because this is Johnny Erickson Tata. And I don't know, for those of you who don't know who Johnny Erickson Tata, she's lived with quadriplegia for over 50 years from a diving accident. Saint of a woman. Mm-hmm. Billy Graham did a movie on her. She's written 40 books. I mean, just one of the most profound thinkers on disability. Well, she comes to my house.
Wow.
Gracie had a surgery, and so she wanted to come visit Gracie. She was in town. She wanted to come visit Gracie. So she comes over there, and her assistants are with her. And I probably shouldn't share this on the air, John, but it's just us. It's just us.
Yeah. 877-655-6755.
So she comes over to the house, and as a comedian, when I'm getting ready to share, this is going to permanently emblazon itself in your brain.
Okay.
So she comes over, and I have to play host. And I ask her assistants who are with her, and I said, and her husband and all that, but I said, what does she like to eat? I have, different snacks or whatever. Hmm. And I had this, and this, and I mentioned I had grapes. And she loves grapes. So I go in there, and I bring a bowl of grapes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm feeding grapes to John, and she shows me how to do this, one at a time, because she can't feed herself.
Right.
So I'm handing her grapes one at a time. And then for whatever reason, it just flew into my head, and I said, Johnny, when Gracie has me do this to her, she makes me take my shirt off and rub oil over my chest, but I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable. Well, she started choking on the grape, and I thought, oh my, she's going to die right here in my house. I'm going to have the mark of Cain on my forehead. I will be banned from every church in America.
Caregiver.
And I thought, but it was, and she enjoyed the moment. It made her laugh. And I thought, there's such a place for this. There is such a place for humor.
Mm-hmm.
And I
hear with stand-up, either you kill or you die. So,
well, he was trying to do both, apparently.
That was a frightening moment for me. I was thinking in my mind, oh, my goodness, how do I give the Heimlich maneuver to somebody who's quadriplegic? I didn't know what to do. And fortunately, it was okay. She just caught, but she was fine, of course. But, I mean, you talk about
dodging a bullet.
Yeah. I thought, it's okay to be funny.
Right.
It's okay to, even when they're crying. Mm-hmm. And I've had those moments. You've had those moments. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't, you don't have to force it. You just let it come.
Right. When you force it, all of a sudden, it's almost adding insult to injury, quite literally, If it's forced and it's not the appropriate time, and it's dying on the vine, as it were, like a stand-up comic. If you're dying on the vine, you go with more different material. And when it's with your spouse, it's kind of like, okay, let's move on from humor altogether. Or let's put it on TV and let them do the laughing, because this ain't working for me.
Did you find there was a place where you felt like you had permission? You had to give yourself permission to just be Denny in this? Because I think when you first deal with this, you rush into this thing. I've got to be some kind of super caregiver, mm-hmm. super husband, this and this.
Mm-hmm.
And then after a while, you just realize, it's okay for me to just be Denny. It's okay for me to just be Peter in this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because this is who I am. This is who you are. We see things in a goofy way.
Well, and the marriage vows are, for better or for worse, in sickness and in health. And so we grab onto that. There's sickness and there's health, but I'm still the same guy I always was, and she's still the same lady she always was, between the years, as it were. And
that's
so,
just awesome. That is just awesome. Hey, this is Peter Rosenberger. This is the number one show for the family caregiver, hope for the caregiver. We're serious about it, but we're having a good time doing it. We hope you'll join us. We got one more segment to go here. Don't go away. 877-655-6755. We'll be right back.
Have you ever struggled to trust God when lousy things happen to you? I have. I'm Gracie Rosenberger, and in 1983, I experienced a horrific car accident leading to 80 surgeries and both legs amputated. I questioned why God allowed something so brutal to happen to me, but over time, my questions changed, and I discovered courage to trust God. That understanding, along with an appreciation for quality prosthetic limbs, led me to establish Standing with Hope. For more than a dozen years, we've been working with the government of Ghana and West Africa, equipping and training local workers to build and maintain quality prosthetic limbs for their own people.
On a regular basis, we purchase and ship equipment and supplies. And with the help of inmates in a Tennessee prison, we also recycle parts from donated limbs. All of this is to point others to Christ, the source of my hope and strength. Please visit standingwithhope.com to learn more and participate in lifting others up. That's standingwithhope.com. I'm Gracie, and I am Standing with Hope.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-25-SHARE. That's 855-25-SHARE.
Welcome to the show for caregivers, about caregivers. This is Hope for the Caregiver. I am Peter Rosenberger, bringing you 3 decades of experience to help you stay strong and healthy as you take care of someone who is not. If you want to be on the show, 877-655-6755. I've had a great time here in the studio with Denny Brownlee. Denny Brownlee is a voice actor. He is a comedian. He's a caregiver. Denny Voices, D-E-N-N-Y-V-O-I-C-E-S. DennyVoices.com to find out more about him. And we're going to get him to do a couple voices here in a minute before we go. I wanted to read a scripture to you that we got. John's favorite book in the Bible is?
I was just thinking about this.
John. Yeah, I was monitoring your thoughts in here on my Butler 2000.
Nice try in
the thought police. Yeah. Your favorite book in the Bible is?
Job.
Wow. Job 8:21. He will fill your mouth with laughter and your lips with shouting.
Hey, there you go.
And
was in Job, huh?
That's a great verse for us today because we've spent a little bit of time doing some humor. I love to have comedians on the show, and all this is geared towards helping us as fellow caregivers stay a little healthier, a little stronger, a little saner, a little calmer, and more joyful. Mm-hmm. And we can do this. The show, let me tell you about Standing with Hope. StandingWithHope.com is the presenting sponsor of everything we do. And this is the ministry that Gracie and I founded many, many years ago. That we have two program areas. One is the prosthetic limb outreach, where we help provide artificial limbs for amputees in West Africa. We train and equip them to do it. We recycle prosthetic limbs at a local prison here run by Core Civic. And this is a great program, and then we started the caregiver outreach to reach my fellow caregivers. Gracie wanted to reach your fellow amputees. I'm reaching my fellow caregivers. All of this is for the wounded and for those who care for them, to point them to Christ, to say, you know what? There are things in this life that we're going to bear that are very uncomfortable, but that doesn't mean we have to be miserable, and we don't. I go back to the story of Paul and Silas were in prison.
Right.
And they were at midnight. They'd been beaten.
Right.
And they were singing.
Yeah, and this was not one of those Club Med kind of prisons.
No,
either. This
it was
first century Roman prison. Yeah,
yeah, and they were singing, and I thought, well, what do they know that we need to know? Mm-hmm. And that's the key. And so, can we sing in the midst of this? And I say, yes, we can.
Mm-hmm.
Can we be calm in this? And yes, we can. And so, standingwithhope.com, get involved. Go out and take a look at it. We put out stuff with our blogs. We put out all kinds of information. The show is podcast. And the book is called Hope for the Caregiver, which it just now came out in paperback, John. My publisher just put it out in paperback. I didn't know that. They didn't tell me. They just said, hey, it's in paperback. And I was like, okay, there you go. And so Hope for the Caregiver, the CD is Songs for the Caregiver. We have everything we can do to help you along that journey. And then this show is the cornerstone for all of it. Is taking community to those isolated caregivers. Caregivers suffer from three I's. We become isolated, we lose our identity, we lose our independence. And so that's why we want to bring this show into your life. I want to end up with, because Denny is a voice actor, mm-hmm. and he does a lot of voices, that you have, we'll end up with the big one. We'll do the big
finish. All right.
who are some of the voices that you've done? We only got just a few minutes.
Well, years ago, I decided I'd do this Johnny Carson kind of thing, and it's it's done rather well. But I do a lot of cartoons. Those are my favorites, you know. I mean, like Bullwinkle the Moose is one of my favorite voices to do, of course.
Come on, Bullwinkle.
No, Rocky, cut that out. So there's those.
Can you do Foghorn Leghorn?
Can I do Foghorn Leghorn? Listen, sit down, son. Let me look. Something like that. Yeah. It's not, you know, I hate it when people do that. They, you know, I had some guy say, hey, can you do this preacher? I don't even know who that preacher is. No, that's not how it works. You do voices that you can do. So real quick, I'll do the Pledge of Allegiance in eight presidents, starting with Kennedy. All right, here we go. I pledge allegiance to the U.S. flag, Johnson, of the United States of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Hey, wait a minute, I didn't get to say nothing. Come on, let's do it all again. Come on, guys, come on. So there's your... Is that enough?
That's well, right. Finishes up with Porky the Pig.
All right, that's all, folks.
Oh, there you
all
go.
All right, we'll see you next week. This is Hope for the Caregiver. Go to standingwithhope.com for more. We'll see you next week. This is Peter Rosenberg, and thank you so much.